Welcome back to the Musically Minded Mama podcast. This is episode 3. I'm just hopping on here really quickly to share some things, some new things that will be coming this year, this season in my podcast. I might be changing my name soon. I'm still kind of working through these kinks, and I'm just being open and transparent with you, my listeners. I might be changing the name. I'm not sure yet, but if I am, you'll be the first to know, obviously. But I am still going to be, you know, dealing with or sharing things with you about the mindset that, you know, a mom should have, because you all are moms who are listening to me. I am going to share still about how you can use music as a tool to help connect with your kids. It's such a great and easy, affordable way to connect with your kids. And you might not be the best singer. Your kids don't care about that. You might not know how to play the piano, but you can find someone to teach them if that's what you're interested in. But just using your influence as a mom, because moms are naturally teachers. That's what we do. We teach them how to drink from a bottle. We teach them how to tie their shoe. How did you get them to do those things? You're creative. Whether you believe it or not. So just using music as a way to teach those things that are essential for our babies growing up, right? I'm also going to help you manage your time better, because if you've listened to past episodes, that was a struggle of mine. We do a lot as moms, and managing our time is so essential so that we can be a functional human being, functional for ourselves, for our spouses, for our kids, for our job, for society, right? So we have to learn and be consistent in our time management and in our schedules. And it's okay, you plan. It's okay if it gets off track, you know, because that's life. But at least you had a plan in place and you can bounce back from that. And the last thing that I'm going to be focusing on is, you know, just making those memories with your kids. And I've heard it said, you know, you only have 18 summers with them, and then they're gone. But if you do this thing the right way, if you do motherhood the right way, and I'm not saying it's perfect, if you make a mistake, you own up to it, you apologize to your kid, you know, how common is that? But if you do the things the right way, they won't just be around for 18 summers. They'll make sure they come back any break that they get, because they know how you were an amazing and influential person in their life. And they want that bond to continue. They want it to, you know, progress. And just a quick story, I am no longer a child, obviously, but I am the last child. And I feel like, you know, I'll always be the baby in the family. And recently my mom, she underwent a surgery, and I made sure I was there to help her with the recovery. And, you know, she was very grateful, and it was almost like she was so grateful. She didn't have the words to express to me. I know she didn't. But the fact that I could be there in that way for her, that's exactly how I want my kids to be able to come back years later and just be so appreciative, so grateful for my influence and, you know, all the things that I've sacrificed or done for them, that they want to give me the world like I gave them the world. And it was just such a great moment that I was able to share with her. She was so grateful. And it's not like she didn't think I would do it, but she just didn't know that that was the moment that it would happen. So like I said, yeah, you have them 18 summers in your house, but if you do this the right way, you will continue to see them time and time again. You'll probably want to change the locks and get the keys back, because they'll be coming around a lot. But who doesn't love their kids, you know? So I'm just sharing with you the focus that this podcast will be going in. Kind of similar, but a little bit more intense, a little bit more intentional, I should say. So I'm excited for that, and I hope that you will continue listening. Again, thank you to all of you who listen, who take the time, who share things with me. It's so great to have you in my corner, and thank you so much for listening, and I appreciate you all, and enjoy the rest of your day.